Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greatest good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for your consistency over time. And I can only pray that you are ever more inspired and motivated to go deeper, to reach higher, to get into the light and the truth of the divinity of your own being, because we are immersed in nothing but divinity and supported in ignoring it, disregarding it, not understanding how to be attuned with it and unto it. And so I'm very grateful for every opportunity I have to come before these airwaves and thank all of those who were the founders and all of the volunteers and our staff with WRFG that make sure that we are broadcasting 24 hours, 7 days a week with 100,000 watts of community power. We're living in a day and time that is calling each of us to rise. To rise in the fullness of ourselves, consciously caring to liberate ourselves. Being influenced and having been negatively impacted mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, psychically, financially, by an initiative that is a global initiative in the spread of capitalism and democracy, free trade, free enterprise, which is genocide and divisiveness, so that each individual expression of the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God that is manifesting as our own reality, as these points of it in these temples, is being oppressed and suppressed, depressed, so that we are not vivid in our own self-expression as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is supremely present and supremely intelligent. Our embracing the reality that there is absolute love, light, wisdom, and truth that we can take into our own hearts, minds, and spirits, that we can truly consciously cultivate that core of divinity that is the essence and the truth of ourselves, so that we are able to literally step off the path of adulteration, where we are no longer able to function intelligently because of the shame, the game, the blame, the indiscretions, the weight of the guilt, and all of the things that we've experienced and we've perpetrated and the trespasses upon us. So as we're asking and knocking and seeking to be cleared and cleansed from all of it, then we have a hand in our own liberation. Liberation meaning coming to that place and space where the intelligence of our being has been completely free to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interest, always in the best interest of the whole, always promoting wholeness, kindness, virtue, compassion, empathy. Having an understanding and an understanding that we are all standing in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And having the capacity to stand as these points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to not envy anyone else their gifts, but to consciously care to cultivate our own gifts so that there is a complement and a balance between us and what we are each here to gift to the world. wherever we are. We are influencing or being influenced by. We are responding consciously or not, reacting and having the ability to be proactive in reversing the issues that are crystallizing in our tissues as a result of being under the corporate entities and deities of death that are perpetuating their products for profit through the commercialism and the sublimation and the advertising and the chemicals that are the flavor enhancers, the colors, the preservatives that are in the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, plus the antibiotics, the hormones and whatnot. And all of these things, nobody can guesstimate or estimate how deeply they impact and affect the human consciousness, impacting and affecting our choices, our lusts, our passions, our capacity for true thinking, for faith and our confidence, and to have an understanding and an understanding that there is nothing but divinity that is existence itself. And there is order and there is law. And our greatest leverage comes when we care to be harmonious with life itself. Consistently giving, receiving, taking forward, and having an understanding and an understanding that we're here to graduate the class of Earth residency. We're here to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards harmonizing with the light and the truth of the all that we each are. We're here to master ourselves, our thoughts, our emotions, our discipline that is foundation for discipleship. And I know that many of us, particularly here in the States, are not concerned about being disciples. Not disciples of any one person, but disciples of light and love and wisdom and truth, which would mean that we would be open and receptive to receive light, love, wisdom, and truth from everybody, because everybody is a gift from the absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And so having the opportunity to embrace the divinity of existence, to have all of the veils of doctrine and illusion and scripturality and whatnot removed so that we can understand the integrity of our spiritual essence, that our nature is not sinful, but that the sinfulness has been perpetuated and facilitated through the defilement of the blood. And our spirits are like vapor charged upon the blood within these body temples. And all over the world, men have built temples unto whatever deities or gods. But the greatest temple we have is the one that we dwell in as these parts of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that our bodies are the temples and the skeletal is the cross that we each bear. And coming to a place and space where we will honor ourselves more than the polished wood, metal, and stone, honor ourselves more than the things, honor ourselves and be ever more enthusiastic about developing and cultivating the truth of ourselves, the light of ourselves, the peace, the poise, the power, the potency, the integrity, the high ethic, the creativity, the mastery, to be even more enthusiastic about cultivating the virtues of character that give us the consistent alignment and attunement to our guides and guardians and angels, and allow us to walk and live and love under the auspices of our souls, to want that and to see the value of that more than the money. And so seeing and realizing that there are those who will do anything for money, but because they don't understand the value of life and the value of nature and the value of the diversity of humanity, and they will consistently and continuously hire, educate, and hire and produce things that are detrimental. And so as more and more of us come to a point and place where we care to literally raise completely up, as more and more of us consciously care to go deeper, to reach higher, to be in the integrity of our own authenticity, and to know that that path is a path that requires us to really shed our pain, our disdain, our resentments, our anger, our madness, our frustration, our fixation, to come to a point and place where we can get freed up from it all, to embrace the divinity of it all, and to know that the individual, male, female, both and neither, many of us are having those experiences to literally have an understanding with who and what we are as spirits in these bodies, male, female, both and neither. But to be really cognizant, conscious, conscientious, caring, committed to the laws that govern us, gives us leverage over the lawlessness, over the sinfulness, over the depths and degrees of imbalances and dis-ease, so that we can come back to balance and ease, which is the peace that we can experience as our day-to-day reality, regardless of situations and circumstances. Because we know that who we are and what we are and why we are is greater than the things that we have or the accounts. Because there is an accounting that is happening, a surveillance that is happening upon the planet. There are administering intelligences that see everything. And we're having the opportunity of literally harmonizing with the divinity of existence itself. And to see ourselves whole, claim ourselves whole, and to be in a place where our talent, skills, and abilities are completely activated in the perpetuation of wholeness, not holiness, but wholeness. And in light of society's education, religious training, cultures that support us in inebriation, intoxication, cellular oppression, violation, violence, usurpation, devastation. You understand? Because we are one with everything. And to be in a place where we are not respecting the right of other beings to have the right to their lives, being in a place where we as a global populace are supporting the annihilation, the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation of billions of animals annually. Then what we do unto others is being done unto us. And I know that many people just anticipate Well, I won't even say they anticipate it. They've come to believe in death. Believe that we're supposed to die. Now, the conceptualization of what death is, or the truth of what death is not something that we've definitely really gotten a grip about, because it's all speculation. And there is the reality of the truth that as spirits and energy is neither created nor destroyed, it merely transforms. And it's becoming more common knowledge, or at least heard, that the spirit doesn't die, or the soul doesn't die. Now, the differentiation between the spirit and the soul, and the individual, and a life that is lived in consistent contempt of life, a life that is lived in violation, inebriation, intoxication, a life that is lived ignoring the laws that govern oneself, a life that is lived in denying the truth of itself, and preferring to be out of alignment with that which beats one's heart and breathes one, and the life of one who exalts a full effort and a full life's urge and loves every atom and every cell of their being to the degree to which they are consciously caring not to do anything to undermine themselves, who are able to embrace and see the oneness of existence and the multiplicity of diversity as cosmic conformity. You understand, we're looking at two different lives, and you're looking at two different ways of leaving. Leaving as a dead person is not the same as leaving as a conscious immortal. Living as a dead person is not the same as living as a conscious immortal. The issue is we're having the opportunity to choose the quality of life and the quality of beings and the quality of experiences that we will have here that lay foundation for what we will experience after we leave here, on the other side, as people say. And because we are steeped in so much speculation, opinions, and theories, then it matters that we care to know the truth, to seek the truth, to harmonize ourselves with the truth as a way of alleviating the pain, the disdain, the sickness, the illness, the dis-ease, when you know within every fiber of your being that you at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and there is a right way to live your life, so that you are not creating sickness, illness, and disease, and you care to live that life where you are reversing whatever issues that may have accumulated and concentrated and crystallizing in your tissues as a result of the way that we were all brought forward. And it matters, because you don't know the pain and the suffering that you may experience as a part of that process that you have accepted as death. And some people are fortunate that they don't have any suffering, any pain, they just go. And we're coming into the knowledge of more and more ones who are living over 100, still able to take care of themselves and whatnot, because really, when we look at the divinity of existence and we accept the divinity of existence and understand that we're breatharian first, we're not human feeders and human eaters. You understand, people are identifying themselves based upon what they eat now, as opposed to who we actually are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. That is the truth of all of us. That is what is the highest and lowest common denominator between us. And as we were told, to love our Mother, Father, Creator, God, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that which is the intelligence of existence, that which is the authority of existence, that which is causation for our being directly, that which is our source, that maintainer and sustainer of us, to be in a place and space where we disregard it, disrespect it, disobey it. It creates hardship. Until we come to a point and place where we will reverence and appreciate and count our blessings and allow everything to benefit us to the degree to which we become better, we become more focused, we become more disciplined, we become more of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a now moment of eternity where we are facing every day the consequences of choices that we're making. And to have so many ones still steeped in the traditions of those who are murderers, liars, and thieves, bastardizers, and usurpers. Those who would continue to support the corporate entities and deities of death who serve death. That now we have to begin to create new days or days of wholeness where we will no longer participate in it. And no matter how much fun we think we're having, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and eating ourselves to death, that which has no life force, no substance, creating more acidity and toxicity and mucus and problems. You understand? No matter how much you love it, it is no fun to have your organs shutting down. No fun to have emergency surgeries because your appendix is about to burst or your gallbladder or your liver. Or you understand? I'm just saying is we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we're divinely designed and designed divinely. And breath is what maintains and sustains us. The food, or what we know as food, the pancakes, the waffles, the biscuits, the muffins, the bagels, the croissants, the French bread, the toast, the eggs, the cheese, the bacon, the sausage, the lunch meats, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the pizzas, all of this stuff that we consistently eat day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out, is the root of all of the cancer and all of the illness. And some people would say they'd rather be sick, but then if you really don't mind being sick, then why go to the doctors? If you really don't mind being sick, then why take the medication? Why submit to the surgeries? If you really trust that they can go into your system, open your body up and take out organs and glands and this and that, and you function better without them, why even bother? In our day and time, with so much truth and light and love available to us so that we can live life of peace and poise and power and potency and prosperity, that we can infuse the reality of love in every fiber of our being to be in a place and space where we become radiant in it, to be able to outthink this, to see so clearly the way that creates harmony everywhere that we go. Who is it that we choose to serve? And those who serve the forces of divisiveness do so at their own peril. Of course, they don't let you know that when you're applying. And because we've not asked for the light, a lot of times you have to learn the lessons after in hindsight. But when we've had insight and apply ourselves towards clearing the I that dwells as the center of our being, that which perceives, that which is the real I that allows us to actualize by harmonizing with the will of existence itself, then we get a chance to have the consistent realizations and revelations and epiphanies, and to see clearly the consequences of our choices. This time that we're in is our time, particularly those of us who are in maturity, getting clear about what we're living for, getting clear that our lives are our gifts, getting clear about the opportunity to truly honor and glorify the lineages that we represent, really being in a place where it really matters to us, allows us to transcend a lot of the chemical dependencies, the addictions, recommitting and realigning, reorienting, reassessing, being completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the supreme intelligences that we each are, is going to lead to a much greater possibility and destiny than continuing to anesthetize, inebriate, intoxicate, violate, disregard, disrespect, dishonor. That creates so much discontent and dissatisfaction. So we can choose the glory and the power, the prosperity, the posterity, and to reap the benefit of the fulfillment of the promises of our eternal lives. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I'm welcoming you. And for those of you who are not familiar with me, I am the regular producer and host of the Meeting of the Inner Circle every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for being in a place where you prefer to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. When I come to the airwaves, I am always coming with a full heart of gratitude and thanksgiving for the opportunity to be able to speak to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, to realize that everybody is absolutely blessed with each and every breath, every beat of our hearts, and my intention is to remind us, because there is so much going on. We hear that all the time. There's so much going on. There's so much going on. There's always been so much going on. But the absolute reality is that it all goes on in the very presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. That the earth is as small as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is. And whatever is going on the earth is only temporary. The issue for us is, do we care to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence? Do we care to come to a point and place where we are making a difference everywhere that we show up? Or do we want to be referred to as some of that all that's going on that is creating such disdain, such a distaste, distraction, distortion, dysfunction, degradation, violation, dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death, and the shadow of the valley of death when we are already immersed in the reality of eternity? I consciously care to give us opportunity to consider the blessing there is with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, and come to a point and place where we are inspired. We are consciously caring that our lives matter. All life matters, and that we are not functioning as a detriment to ourselves, and we do nothing to undermine ourselves as our response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. It matters that we have a clear understanding and an understanding there are those forces that are positioned and have slated their agendas so that we are not standing. And so for us to really be ensured and assured of our place in existence, in history, on the right side of the equation, is that we have to really care to be completely cleared from the anger, the anguish, the angst, the resentments, the frustration, and all of the things, the emotions, the negativity that undermines our capacity to stay focused in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. If you cannot see anything greater than the degradation, the violation, and all of that, then you are missing yourself in truth. Because there is nothing really more sacred than life itself. And are coming to a point and place where it matters to us that we are celebrating the sacredness of existence, that we are making our lives sacred by consecrating our bodies as the temples where the spirit of the living gods and goddesses are dwelling, and to understand that these people have figured out a way to rob the temples of the living gods and goddesses of their wealth, their treasures, their riches, their peace, their poise, their power, their potency, their intelligence, their ingenuity, their genius, their sensibilities, their ability to respond correctly and directly in exalting a full effort and a full life's urge, robbed us of the morality and the sensibility that allows us to truly be in alignment, in harmony with the light of our truth as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. So to be supremely present as a presence of existence itself, and to understand there's literally only one purpose in being, and that's to be purposed in the exaltation of life itself. And to be in service is what life is. And under capitalism, we've learned that to do very little unless you can get paid for it. And so, in our now moment, we can get real clear about the divinity of existence itself and try to imagine what it would be like not to exist. To come to a point and place where you realize that everything that you have experienced, you had something to do with it. We're in a now moment where we have to take responsibility for the thoughts that we're thinking, the words that we're speaking, the things that we're doing, and how we allow things to impact and influence us. And so where we care to be consistently unfolding and growing and expanding in our consciousness and our conscientiousness, and to be in a place where we're under the grace and the protection of the Almighty, of the Absolute, of the Most High, as some would say, then it matters that we care to walk in the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these points of the presence of God. To realize that in this now moment, there's a quickening that's going on. And we can be quickened to the degree to which we're making quantum leaps in absolute reality. And we are reversing any of the issues that may have started crystallizing in our tissues as lupus or AIDS or diabetes or HIV or herpes or any of the issues that may bother us, things that we're not even necessarily speaking about, but to know that we've created from what we've been doing consistently over time. And in order to recreate, we have to develop the consistency over time in doing what is necessary to literally cleanse the tissues, the cells, to hydrate them, oxygenate them, mineralize, and facilitate opening up all channels of elimination so that the toxins, the poisons, the chemicals, that which is inorganic can find its way out of our bodies, for our bodies are divinely designed and designed divinely to consistently regenerate at the cellular level. So because the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, then the methodology of our liberation has to happen at the cellular level so that we are able to really create a consistent unfoldment. And to know that so many of us have gone through so many situations and circumstances. We've had broken bones and healed from them. We've had surgeries and healed from them. We've had cuts and scars and stab wounds and all of this, gunshot wounds, and we've healed from them. So why is it that we think that we can't heal without having our body parts cut out? Why is it that we are not willing to accept that we can completely cleanse and heal from everything? When I tell people that I've had clients to reverse the cancer, they say, oh, cancer can be cured. Yes, it can be cured. It can be completely wiped out like a memory. And so we have to take our time to get into the absolute reality and remember the things that we were told from the time we were very young and growing up in the church. You understand? And there are those of you who are still in the churches, and you're not accepting really the divinity of your own being. You think more of the book than you do your body temple. And there is so much more. So those things represent the life force that we each are and the elevation of our consciousness from the lowest to the highest. And we should be in a place and space where we're willing to do whatever is necessary in order to be completely cleared and cleansed from having violated beings charged upon our blood, to be in a place and space where the inebriation, the intoxication, the subjugation is happening at the cellular level so that we're not feeling well. We might look good, you understand, but it's only for a minute that you can look good when you don't feel well. It's only for a little while that you can look good and then be undermining your cells with the residues and the chemicals and the toxins and the mucus and the poisons and the tobacco and the alcohol and whatnot in the agenda of those companies is to create addiction at younger and younger ages, so that they can be pretty much assured decades of financial support. We're in a now moment that requires us to really get real clear about what we're living for. And to know that when you're faced with circumstances and situations that have crystallized in your tissues, that you've created it and you can recreate it. And when every atom and every cell of your being is completely charged with an overwhelming intensity of desire to be cleared and cleansed and purified, to be made whole, to accept that I am healed, I am this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and there is no disease in intelligence. And to do what is required in order to open up all channels of elimination. See, when you are in a place where you did everything that these people say, we followed the path of adulteration like it was the yellow brick road. And at the end of it, and in the midst of it, we begin to break down. We begin to have everything around us break down. Our marriages fail. Our relationships with our children are sacrificed because we are creating devastation within our very tissues. And now we have the opportunity to cleanse and to heal and to accept that all of it is temporary. But what we know is that we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. The truth that we each are these points of presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It beats our heart. It breathes us. And we have the opportunity to be in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to be functioning under the auspices of our souls, to have the grace and the protection that is needed in order to really raise forward and raise up on behalf of life itself. Not against anything or anybody, but on behalf of everything and everybody. See, the wisdom is in knowing that when you apply yourself to the infinitudes, the virtues of integrity that are consistent, that shape our character, that this is how we really cultivate the true wealth of who we are. And to understand that there is no amount of money that has greater value than one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And we, as these points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that's charged upon the blood and held upon this cross, that is our own skeletal system, that we have the opportunity to speak our truth to power in utilizing the words that we can speak. To call forth and claim the divinity of our own being. To say thank you, O absolute and supreme intelligence, for allowing me to even contemplate and consider, to give thought to know that everything that I am and everything that I have is your gift. Thank you for the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, so that I am a gift unto all and can accept the blessing that all are unto me. For I realize that there is nothing but you. And to know that in this now moment, the victory and the triumph is in love. The victory and the triumph is in oneness. The victory and the triumph is in seeing nothing but you in the eyes of everything and everybody. To know that in this now moment, we have the power to flip the script. We have the power to erase decades and decades of violation charged upon us by consciously carrying to be well oxygenated and hydrated and mineralized and open up all channels of elimination so that these body temples are completely consecrated for the re-enthronement of the true living spirits of God and Goddess. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of all of those who've come before us, those who led the revolts, those whose spirits were cast forward in the oceans, and those who were tossed, and those who jumped, and all of those whose blood still cries from this earth, we give thanks for the redemption. We give thanks for the reconciliation. We give thanks for the renewal. We give thanks for the rebirth. We give thanks for the reassessment, the reattunement, for allowing us to come to a point and place where we can truly mature as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of your own absolute and supreme presence. You say, ask and it shall be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and we would find, and we give thanks that we are asking to stand in the light of the supreme intelligence, to be in a place and space where no weapons formed against us shall have any power in our lives, because we give all of our attention unto that which is wholeness. We give all of our attention unto that which is rightness, right alignment, that which is righteous. We thank you for the right use of the faculties that we've been given so that we are able to stand in the light of the truth of your absolute and supreme intelligence, knowing that there is no supremacy in whiteness. There is no supremacy in blackness. The supremacy is in dwelling as points of your own absolute and supreme presence in absolute love, light, wisdom, peace, poise, power, potency, and consciously caring to optimize and maximize our input, our influence in this world, in this now moment, so that we are a glory unto the legacy of the lineages that we represent. Those whose names we can call and those names that we will never know. Thank you for the earth that is our footstool in the heavens. That is our ceiling. Thank you that we realize that we are limitless, that we are boundless, because every atom and every cell of our being is completely permeated with nothing but intelligence at our core. And all of that that can be eliminated, we give thanks that we're flushing, that everything that is inorganic in us is being flushed from us. to get us to a place and space where we are literally exalting the truth of ourselves, getting beyond the thousands of years of identity theft, where we have taken all of these other things as if they were the truth of ourselves. But there is only one truth as to who we each are. We are each these points of this absolute and supreme presence, that cosmic I am. So that each of us can say, I am, that I am, that I am, that we refer to is the causation, foundation, the true source of our being directly. And to realize that divinity is our commonality. It is the lowest and common denominator of all of existence itself. And we're having a little difficult reconciling ourselves to respect the right of other beings to have the right to their lives, because we've been following the tenets of other ones who are disregarding, disrespecting, disobeying. And after a while, we'll be disqualified for rendering so many ones distracted and dysfunctional in this sea of deprivation and degradation and violation and sickness and illness and disease. It is not going to end well, so we might as well get to a point and place where we care to ensure our emergence off the planet as embryonic gods and goddesses by doing that which is necessary in the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, the purification, the renewal and rebirth of the truth of ourselves on behalf of the establishment of the eternal laws, the eternal order, and the eternal government, to know that there is nothing that is guaranteed success in this realm, in this world, except for the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light. We give thanks that our marriages are becoming whole, that we are able to transcend, transform, and transmute it all towards our greater good. To realize that when we are no longer a detriment to ourselves, to realize that we are here to exalt a full life's urge, that we have so much available to us, that the scheme and the agendas of other ones shall have no sway in our lives if we don't apply ourselves to them. And after being influenced by them, being permeated and penetrated in every atom and every cell of our beings with their toxicity of the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of this stuff, then all we really need to do is to really love our living to the degree to which we really care to be optimally cellularly functioning. Optimum brain functioning, optimum liver functioning, optimum glandular functioning, to come to a point in place where the blood is being completely cleared and cleansed and consecrated, charged and whatnot. So we're literally creating the quality of blood that facilitates the consciousness of one who knows itself to be absolute and supreme intelligence. The quality of blood that facilitates the quality and the substance of being that knows itself as love. That in light of and in spite of any other thing, that it's easy to forgive and to move forward. It's easy to let go. It's easy to accept a greater way and to incorporate and internalize that which is going to be edifying, uplifting, consecrating. And to know that when it comes time to leave here, we should be leaving here. And with the amount of confusion and devastation and degradation and violation and sex trafficking and all of the ugliness that's going on, know that it really is temporary. There is no way for it to be continued indefinitely, because it will all come to an end. And if Mother Earth and Mother Nature decide that they are extremely tired of being disrespected and disregarded, if they're so extremely tired of their children of all species being desecrated and violated, we cannot take 40 days and 40 nights of rain. We're in a new moment where we have to walk softly upon the planet, to come to that point in place and space where we are seriously honored and humbled to have access to such divinity, such beauty, to become passionate in our living, in our loving, in our lifting, in our enriching, our enhancing, our celebrating, our rejoicing, our singing and our dancing, to be in a place and space where joy is pouring forth in every fiber of our being, and we're stronger than we've ever been. We're thinking clearly. We're revitalizing and revivifying. We're setting a whole new precedent, new paradigm for the return of the order of the ages. And I give thanks and am so grateful for all of those who are in this now moment, who are positioning themselves to control themselves, to know that that is the only thing we have control over. And when we will control ourselves and learn how to control our thoughts and our minds and our passions and our lusts and whatnot, so that we have a hunger and a thirst for nothing but absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, to be in a place and space where we are a glory and an honor unto all, to know that there is no wealth that is greater than the wealth of who we are, what we are, and to be able to truly serve the purposes of why we are in the continuation of the lineages that we represent, in issuing in and being the vehicles and vessels of absolute law being infused upon ourselves, so that we are able to speak them into existence as to what is necessary for our being qualified for continuance in existence after following those who have been wrong for so long and have already been judged and condemned to be disqualified for continuance in existence for the rest of all of eternity. We don't want to be with that one. It's time to divest, to come to a point where you honor. To love is to worship, and to worship is to love, to honor, to consciously care, to realize that there are so many wonderful people upon this planet, and every being that is in a body really needs to be completely cleared. Cleared of the anguish, the angst, the frustration, the memory of the violation, the trespasses. And to know that the karmic debt cannot be rebuked or revoked, but we are able to mitigate and circumvent some of it by getting into as much light and as much love as we possibly can, so that we are able to weather the storms, to be gifted with the insight, the intuition, the knowing of where to be, how to move, so that we don't get caught with our purpose down. And to know that the blessing in this now moment is that the veils of illusion and delusion are being cast off, and that the Earth Mother has reached maturity. And it is in the maturity and maturing of the Earth Mother with the veils of oppression and illusion and delusion will be cast off of all of the hued people of the planet. Now is our turn to decide if we will participate with it. But you cannot work against yourself. You cannot undermine yourselves. You cannot literally feel entitled to be killing yourself and think that there's some prosperity that you'll ever have. because there is no prosperity that is greater than you. And so we give thanks for this opportunity to rejoice in the blessedness of our being. We give thanks for the opportunity to know of a surety how to stand and to be guided, to be in a place and space where we have no shame about standing on behalf of our empowerment, particularly as the womb men, to reclaim our rights, to know how to facilitate our healing for ourselves, our sisters, our brethren, our mothers, our fathers, our children, our communities, and our nations, and our global family. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.